Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We are so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our feature speaker, Max Pratt.
In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things and through whom He made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being, sustaining all things by His powerful word. These scripture verses come from the book of Hebrews in our New Testaments. This is the way it begins. Reading the entire account, it will be made clear that the author was exalting Jesus as God's Son above everyone else. Those who received this word initially, and all who have read these inspired words, will be faced with placing faith in Jesus Christ as God's Son. Heavenly messages have come to God, to men, as God has chosen. Angels delivered God's word for many times and in many places. Visions have revealed God's messages at times. Prophets received the word from the Lord and were sent to deliver it to kings, nations, and individuals. But that happened in the past. The declaration is made at the opening of this account that in this age, God speaks to us by Jesus. We will encourage as many as possible to turn attention to the heavenly message that Jesus brought and that He has shared with all of mankind. There is no other messenger or message that compares with the importance and value of God's word given by His Son and our Savior who died that we might live forever in heavenly joy.
Jesus, holy, risen, mighty, you are so incredible, you are Savior of the world, perfect answer to my sorrows, now I am rejoicing for you are Savior of holy, risen, mighty, you are so incredible, you are Savior of the world, perfect answer to my sorrows, now I am rejoicing for you are Savior of my life. Savior of the world, perfect answer to my sorrows. Now I am rejoicing for you are Savior of my life. You are Savior. the condemnation when I lift your name on high. Wonderful, Savior.
The Hebrew writer is not discounting the work of the prophets or angels or servants like Moses, but he is saying the message for mankind today and until the end of time comes is through Jesus the Son. All others pointed to the good news, the gospel call inviting sinners to be set free from the captivity of sin, is God's love and grace being shared with all who come to believe in His Son Jesus. Embedded in the message of Hebrews is the call to be obedient to the word spoken by the Lord. The point is made that when God spoke through other sources in the past, there were serious consequences for disobedience. The Old Testament laws given with the expectation that they should be obeyed. In comparison, we have Jesus set before us and his teachings. If the laws spoke from prophets and by the angels were of great significance, the point is made that the word spoken from the Son carries with it a calling that is even greater. The gospel call is God's invitation to have his grace showered upon us, giving us a forgiveness from sins. This salvation has so much better promises, it says, than any that have been given before. Moses was a very important spokesman for God. He brought the Israelites to the mountain where God gave them the commandments. We frame them, we memorize them, we honor them as God's holy word spoken from the mountain. The law was given by Moses. However, in contrast to Moses, the Apostle John says that the law was given by him, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Jesus brought a new relationship between men and God that the law could not do. Knowing the law does not save us. The law convicts us of our sins, but Jesus brought the great salvation of God's divine grace that has been made available to all who place faith in God's Son. For God sent his Son into the world so that whoever believes and chooses to believe in him will be saved. This great salvation is from guilt and the condemnation for sin. Jesus told his followers, "You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free." That freedom in Christ comes through an obedient faith that places trust in the promises that God has given and a willingness to live a life abiding by His will. Some of those who received this letter when it was written were hanging on to a righteousness apart from faith in Jesus. There were believers who were wavering in their faith. Instead of holding to the confidence they had in the saving power of Jesus' blood, they were not standing firm upon their convictions. And the letter addresses their weakness of faith. They are encouraged, then, to hold fast to Jesus as their Savior. I would take this opportunity to encourage any and all believers who hear our broadcast today to hear the warning in losing your confidence in the power of the cross. Jesus hung on the cross of Calvary to pay the debt of sin that you and I could not pay. There is no other sacrifice, no other atoning blood that can pay our debt of sin before the holiness of the Father in heaven. Jesus has taken our place, and out of his and the Father's love, there is the offer of grace. That's what makes us free from sin. To believe in the cross and the power of the resurrection, we place our hope in nothing else but the blood of Christ. We are all in need of a Savior. For anyone listening who has never come to have a faith in Jesus, we would reach out to you with an invitation to learn about the love of God and the salvation that is offered through Jesus. The greatest of all gifts given is the gift of eternal life. You know, death is inevitable for us all, but God has made it possible for life beyond this physical one to be extended where there is no end. All who receive the gift of eternal life in Christ's name will never face death again. We do not live in the fear of death, for it is only a transitional experience from this physical life to the eternal one. God desires that you and I live with Him forever. Jesus came to show us the way, to tell us the truth, and to furnish us with a life freed from all the sufferings of this world. That is a very precious offer. It is made by a God who loves you, and I would pray that it will motivate you to know Jesus as your Savior and to claim Him as your Lord.
We fall down, we lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus. The greatness of mercy and love at the feet of Jesus. And we cry, holy, holy, holy. And we cry, holy, holy, holy. And we cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lamb. We fall down, we lay our crowns feet of Jesus, the greatness of mercy and love at the feet of Jesus, and we cry, holy, 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 and we cry.
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.